record.
My name is Merlin Hayward, Merlin Hayward, and I am the interviewer. And the name of the interviewee is...
Eileen Duggan.
Would you be able to spell that out, please?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N.
And the place of the interview is at Eileen's flat. And the name of the project is The Grandchildren of the Blitz. And where were you born?
In Bermondsey, London.
And the date?
1922.
Okay. So how old were you when war began?
Well, I think about 14 or 15.
And who did you live with?
My mum, mum, dad.
In Bermondsey?
No, my brothers and sisters, with 13 of us.
And you lived in Bermondsey?
Yeah, in the house in Bermondsey.
When war started, could you tell me a bit about how your life altered?
Well, it really did, because we had to go to work at 7:30 in the morning, and sometimes we'd be down the dugout all night in the garden. And I don't know, you just took it. You didn't take that much notice.
And did you have any experience of the Blitz?
The bombing.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. It was really. It was really terrifying. Especially when they bombed the docks. It was all alight. And then we had an incendiary bomb come in my mum's bedroom. But we was all out. We was in the garden in the shelter. So it was all right. But that went out. So that was it.
And so it directly affected you, and how did that make you feel?
Well, I don't know. Everyone was the same, you know. It didn't stop you from going out. We still went out, and like if the warning went, you'd knock at anyone's door and they let you in the garden to go in their shelter. Like if you went out dancing, you still went out.
Hmm.
And I don't know, you just took it in your stride.
So did you, if like people were allowing you to come into your their bomb shelters,
you were more closer to one another in the war. You'd do anything for anyone, yeah. I can't think of anything else.
So there was a real community, was there?
Yeah.
What did the members of your family do during the war?
Well, my brothers was in the one was in the army, one was in the navy, one was in the air force, and the three young ones was with us.
So was did that make you feel? Were you constantly worried about?
Well, yeah. Then my brother got killed, my oldest brother in the war.
I understand you joined the Land Army.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I was about 18 then. And we went in the Land Army. Me and my friend at work, we joined the Land Army. And we got issued with this big Stetson hat. And me being little, you couldn't see me. Big Stetson hat and a big duffel coat and what they call it, them trousers. Anyhow, we went in lodgings, and the first day it was boiling hot, and we went out and we had to go into this field with threshing, and we didn't know what to put on, so we had to put this thick coat on and these trousers and a great big woolly. And when we got there, all the other girls had been there ages, and it was all in little thin frocks and little thin trousers. And we had this big cat. Yeah, it was nice though.
Was it hard work?
No, not really, no. But after 2 years, when my brother got killed, my mum got me out of there.
What kind of things did you do at the...
Well, in the land army, we was threshing and we'd brussel picking, but mostly threshing up the corn, and we'd put the wire through the glory and it'd all be in the back of the hand. Then it'd drop off, then you had to stand them up. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Wow. So what did you? Why did you choose to join the land army, women's land army?
Well, they was calling a lot of the women up, and I didn't want to go in munitions. Mm. I shouldn't have gone in the land army. That's why I joined it.
And was it the first time you'd ever been to?
We went to Buckinghamshire, and I thought I was going to Australia. Never been in that before. And it was quite nice there, though. Yeah.
So was it safer? Did you feel safer?
You didn't hear nothing, no. Yeah. And it was quieter in London at the time. But when I come home, it all started again. Yeah. Yeah.
And so there was a real community within the...
Oh, yeah.
And... had you ever worked before you joined?
Yeah, I used to work at Pete Fiend's in the biscuit factory, yeah.
And was that during... Was you work there during...
During the war, yeah.
And what were the experiences like? Can you tell me about...
Well, that was at 7:30 at night, that job, yeah. Like packing biscuits or packing the soldiers' packs, you know. Yeah. Can't be enough else. Yeah, what I was going to say. Yeah.
What was it like when you left the Women's Land Army?
When you left it. The Land Army. Well, it started again, the bombing. Because we're all down the shelter again.
How old were you when you left then?
18 or 19, I think. A long way to go back.
So you said you could still have a social life.
Yeah, we still were now, you know, not very often when it was bad, but when it was a bit quiet, we would go dancing. And there was a Savart Park Club, I don't know if you know it, all the soldiers used to get in there because they were billeted in the park. And we used to go over there and, you know, enjoy ourselves. And it was quite nice. Not all the time, but when it was a bit quieter, you know, it was quite nice.
Nice. were there any experiences of, like, bombings while you were out?
Well, my mother-in-law, she got hit with a bomb. And when I found out, I just asked the guys in the night time and went, oh, that's when it was all in there, you know, who got hit with the bomb, and I was all moaning and crying. And yeah, they got her out there and they sent her to another hospital. She got over it fine, though. She was all right. And she was about 9 months old when she died. And it was tough in them days.
Did you feel that the Blitz changed London a lot? The people, the area, did things like...
No, not really. There's still this... I think you was closer you are to what you are today. You was more close. I suppose it was living in a street, really, you know. But living in flats, it's different, isn't it? But you're more of a homely and friendlier. Yeah, it was Noah's.
What was it like being a young woman during the war? Was that... Did that add a different experience to the whole...
Well, I don't know, really. I couldn't tell you much, really. Up against... It's a long way to go back, isn't it? You took things as they come in them days, you know. I don't know why, but it was a terrible time in the bombing. I remember when I got married. I was 20, and it was still on. And my mum evacuated to Manchester with my sister and a young baby. Well, I didn't go because my husband was on leave. Because when they went, it was a terrible night. My husband went back, and it was a terrible night. So I had to run next door, and I was like, let me, because I went down her drag out. I was all on my own. And anyhow, it was all right.
So you didn't evacuate with your mum?
No.
And you wanted to stay? Why did you want to stay in?
I didn't want to go away. I liked it where I was. Yeah, there's no us.
And your mum left? Why did she evacuate?
Manchester. She went with my sister because she had two young children. She went there. Mm.
And they found it much safe. Did they find it safer?
Was it nothing up there? I don't think at the time. Because they was all right up there. Yeah.
After the war, did you see and feel a big change in the role of women or not?
It was a bit miserable, like, you know. There wasn't much money about, and it was miserable. It was, yeah.
And so, as a woman, and being in the Women's Land Army, did that give you extra? Does that make you feel stronger?
It did, because you're going out on your own. You know, you've not been that way before. I've not. And going all that way, I thought I was going miles. When you think of it now, I love it. But, I think it makes you stronger to go out on your own. Yeah, it do. Yeah.
And after the war, what did you do?
What did I do? Come back. I think I went to the Caledonian Wolf. That's near the Angel. There's wolves there. And that was still working on wool work, like castor powder, milk powder. And I went there.
And after the war, was there a real... Did you feel a change in the people?
Not really, no. I don't think so, no. Because you've always been close them days you were. No, I don't think so. No.
So it's still strong? It's
still strong, yeah. I'm not very good at this. I'm not.
So, was there a big difference between... do you think you changed as a result of wartime experiences?
No, I don't think so. I don't think none of our family did. Well, I don't think any families did. No, I think you just took it in your stride, funny enough. Yeah.
Were there times when you thought, I just can't go on and...
No, you, I never. I don't think any of us did. We just got on with it.
That's great.
Yeah. Think of something else.
How do you feel about your wartime experience now?
Forgot all about it. It's gone. Forgot all about it. But it's the soldiers, isn't it, they all got killed. I lost a lovely brother. And then my brother got torpedoed in the Navy. Mind you, they're all dead by me, out of 13. And they all went through it, they did. Yeah.
So do you think they saw a more, the worse side of the war?
Too? Oh, yeah. Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm.
Ali, can I ask you, when the docks were bombed, were you there when the fires happened? Can you remember?
Oh, it's all alight, wasn't it? All flaring.
And you saw it?
But then we were quite away from it then, wasn't it? Sure. In Layard Road.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So is that the house, is that the street where you grew up in, Layard?
Yeah, Layard Road. Always okay. Lived there.
And so you saw the docks alight? Yeah,
yeah.
Wow. And what did it look like and how did it make you feel?
Oh, terrible. That was frightening, yeah. That was frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Layard Road where you were, did your flat ever get a direct hit?
Only this incendiary bomb come through the wardrobe and then it didn't go off. And then my mum could move out. She didn't move out. She wouldn't move. Mm. And we stopped there.
And on your street, were there any direct?
No, not at all, no.
Okay.
No, they're quite all right, they was.
Okay. And did any of the streets nearby, or did any of your friends nearby?
No, there? It was only Keaton's Road, and that was further up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got a direct hit.
And what do you remember hearing about Keaton's Road, or did you know anyone that was involved, or what was the feeling like around the area?
My husband's friend... He was badly injured in there.
Mm.
He was, because they took him from somewhere and took him to there. And they got killed, didn't they, most of them.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It was about 28 people, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, more, yeah.
So was that the first, because that was on the first night of the bombing as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Did that serve to kind of, did that send kind of shock ripples? Throughout the community?
No, not really.
Right.
No, I think you expect it. I remember we was, when was it? I must have been about 15. I was working at Peaks and I had a week's holiday. And my mum always went up picking. And so I had a week down there. And the farmer came round and he said, when the air raid warning goes off, he said, you'd have to wee on a bit of rag and put it over your face. I said, oh. Mill said, we're not doing that. My mum said, you've got to do it. So we'll weed on a bit of egg, but it never went off. The warning didn't go off.
So why was that meant to help?
I don't know. Don't ask me. But I always remember that. Weeing on a piece of egg. And I thought, oh.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I don't know what it's for.
Yeah. And when you were working at Peak Friends, was it every day, were there people that had been hurt or killed?
Not while I was there.
Okay.
No. Because I let them went in the laying down me after, didn't I? So I don't know.
And what were some of your responsibilities or jobs when you were in the Land Army?
Threshing.
And what's threshing?
That was a driver. He went along, cut the corn. That went on the lorry. And we had to put the wire through. And the other girl was at the other end. And that went into a bale. And then they fell off. And when that was finished, we had to go and stack them up in freeze. It's quite nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
I like the country.
Can you remember that process quite clearly?
Yeah, I can.
I bet.
Yeah. I suppose always going up picking in Kent. Mm. That's why I like the country.
So they sent you out to Kent, did they, to do it?
No, this is when I used to go with Kent to up picking.
Oh, okay.
But this was at, Buckinghamshire.
So did you come back, did you travel back to Bermondsey every day, or did they...
Oh, no, I was in we was in lodgings there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And what year did you start? So there was
like... Oh, I don't ask me what year. I don't know.
I don't know.
Too far back.
It's fine. So how long were you working in Peak Friends before you...
Oh, I left school at 14, went straight into work on the next day. 14, 15, 16, must have been about 17.
Okay.
17 when I went in Llandown me.
So you're working at Pig Friends for probably about
Yeah,
3 years.
yeah. In the chocolate factory.
And your sort of managers and your other people at work, was there a sense of, did the atmosphere change when the war started? Were people, how did, you know, how was the sort of daily feeling of being at work and all everything around you being completely different?
I really can't remember. I can't remember really. Honestly, I can't remember.
No, that's okay.
No.
That's fine. If you think about how you, do you think your life would have been different if the war,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And what, when you think about it, what things do you think might be different?
Well, I think you would have gone out more and you were more relaxed when you went out, but you wasn't relaxed when you went out. You was fighting the air raid warning going. But you, I mean, if it wasn't on, you would have been out all the day and know it, you wouldn't care. So you did lose your youth. You lost all that.
Yeah.
You didn't have no young life. No.
So
still, then again, we're here, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think are the main things that the war took away from you then?
My young life. Yeah.
Okay.
My growing up years.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think of it being sad, but I never, you know, I never had no young life, you know, like you do now, you know.
Of course. And when you think about that, does it have an effect on your life now?
No, not at all, no, not at all, no. I don't think about it, no. Not so.
Do memories ever come into your mind about it and about what happened and the things that you saw at that time?
No, I don't. I don't really. No.
No. And how about straight afterwards? Was there a feeling of straight afterwards in London? Did people? Was there a feeling of people being affected by it? And
what they were, I mean, you see them crying and all that, you know, and really upset, and yeah, they was. Yeah.
And it's interesting because we've been talking to some people who were much younger than you when they went through the Blitz, maybe sort of 8 or 9, and they didn't really sense a sense of, they didn't really have the same
what,
sense of danger.
What, they evacuated?
Well, no, a lot of them stayed.
Stayed? Oh,
around.
Did they?
So
oh.
Either their parents didn't want them to go, or maybe they were evacuated for a little bit and then they came back.
Came back again, yeah.
But they talk about not really feeling that scared because they didn't really know what was happening.
Well, you didn't really. I mean, even though I was so 15 or what, when it first started, but you really didn't know what was going to happen, you know?
Mm.
And when they started building this shelter out in the garden, you, oh, I thought we'd fall in, you know? But when you had to go down there, and my two brothers smoked, but you had to, little door you shut up, and my mum used to say, put that cigarette up. As if the plane could see the cigarette up in the sky. But when you think of it, I suppose she's throw it and don't know my mum.
Of course. And did your relationship with your family change, do you think, during... Oh, I think Millie asked that already, but do you think your relationships within your family, like how did your mum react during those war years?
Oh, she was strong, she was. She didn't take no notice, you know.
Mm.
She was strong. Well, they was all in the army. It was only me and my sister. My young brothers was evacuated to Reading. It was only me and my sister, my mum and dad.
And you're the only one out of...
Out of 13, yeah. Terrible, really, when you've got no one of your own.
Mm.
But still. Yeah.
In around Bermondsey, were streets change after the Blitz? Because there were some whole streets that kind of disappeared.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of streets emptying, boarded up and all that, you know. But you, I don't know, you still didn't take no notice. You still went to work. And I think work was on your mind, really. Mm. It was work, work, work. Mm. That's what it was.
Do you think the Blitz affected, and I think, again, Merlin touched on this earlier, do you think it affected the sense of community spirit? Do you think that before the Blitz and afterwards, do you think the community were together in the same sort of
way? Oh, yeah, 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 I do, really, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at them in the undergrounds where they was all together, wasn't that? Well, I couldn't have gone in there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have gone in the underground.
Mm. And do you think the area's changed since then, around here?
What, now, you mean? Oh, yeah.
In what ways do you think it's changed?
I don't know. Don't seem to be the community, that closeness now, sure. Do they? I don't think so. Not like we had it. I mean, you're so close in the streets. Mm. Or the next street, they all knew one another, you know. Yeah. But they haven't got that now.
Why do you think that changed?
I don't really know. I don't really know. I don't. Mm. I think it's the flats.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. I do. You've got not that closeness in like a street, have you, you know?
Mm. I know what you mean. And when do you think that started to change?
Oh, I don't know, really. I don't really know. I think everyone started getting greedier and greedier.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really know.
No, that's okay. And do you have, like, friends or anyone in your family that's moved away from this area that used to live here?
No, no one ever moved, no, okay. No.
So the people that you knew,
yeah,
they're still around here, are they?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I used to live in New Place Square before I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them in there, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
And when you think back to the Blitz, what are your main memories? Like if you watch something or tell you, if you read about it, what are the main sort of pictures that come into your head?
Rushing down this elevator shelter.
Oh, so can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you might be sitting there having your tea and all of a sudden the warning go, oh, and we'll rush and get your little things together to rush down the shelter. Oh, and I don't know. I think of my mum, you know, she put up with some, but you know. You're fishing it all back to me now. Yeah, she must have put up with something. Yeah. Because didn't see much of my dad. He was away working. And then we all couldn't get down the shelter, so I think he used to go in there under the arches, my dad. I don't really know.
In London, was there a sense that, you know, being in Bermondsey, did you think about, like, different areas of London and what they were going through? Or were you very much... Bermondsey very much
in... Yeah, that's right. Okay. So close, yeah, yeah. Didn't think of anyone else.
No.
No.
Did you have reports about what was happening in different parts of London?
No, I didn't. No, no.
Why do you think that was? Because I think in London now, there's a much wider sense of knowing what's happening in different parts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, really. Mm. I'm not helpful, am I?
You're very helpful. Because I think you do get that, there is that feeling down here sometimes that it's...
Yeah, it is the closeness, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, there was nicer streets, they were really. Really lovely. I think they spoilt him, they put all this... I mean, you get in our vice flat, where's the poor children going to play today? Mm-hmm. I think it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I really do. No, I feel sorry for the kiddies.
Yeah.
I do.
And do you think that when, obviously when the Blitz happened and when the bombing happened, it completely wiped out certain streets around here, the way that it was rebuilt afterwards, does it, do you still feel kind of connected to it, or does it feel like this isn't really your place?
No, not really, no. When you saw these up, no. It's not that community, I don't think they are. No, oh, perhaps they do, but I don't hear of it. Help one another, do they? I don't know. Like we used to. I don't know if they do. But I feel sorry for the kiddies in the flats, I do.
Do you feel like you had a lot more space to play when you were younger?
Oh, we used to play out in the roads, didn't you? Was there no traffic, was there? But now...
What sort of games
you used to run behind the lorries and climb on them. Because the lorries was going so slow, you'd sit on the lorry and have a ride. Yeah.
What kind of street games did you play when you were growing up?
Hopscotch, skipping rope, touchy. Dressing up, you know. All sorts of things, really. Yeah.
And did you, when war was announced, did you feel, what was your feeling?
No, I don't know. I can't remember, really. I don't know. Perhaps you're being young, you took it, you didn't think it was going to be all that bad, you know. Being young, you thought, oh, war, well, you know. You didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
You know, when when the air raid warning sounded and you had to run into the air raid shelter, what was it like just waiting in the air raid shelter? What kind of things would you do?
Oh, you sit there, especially when you heard the planes, and you go, oh, it's over, you could hear it. And then you had these other planes, I forget what they called them. And yeah, this plane had stopped, and you could hear it stop. You knew it's going to drop its bomb. You said, oh, we're going to. And then you pass over, you drop somewhere else, poor thing. Yeah, I forget. Was that wasn't the Doodle bug, no. I forget what that was. Now that was terrifying in the shelter, yeah. And then we go quiet and then you go to sleep.
What, in the shelter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sleep, they all know it, yeah.
Was it difficult to fall asleep knowing that?
No, not really, because it was too young. Me two young brothers, me sister and myself and me mum. And it was talking to us, you know. It was, you know, loving Lovett, you know. Really know us. Didn't take no notice of the hardship.
So what kind of things did you have inside the area?
Nothing.
Would you sleep on the floor or?
No, I think we had bunks of it. Yeah, bunks. We did have bunks. Yeah.
And was it at the bottom of your? Did you have it in your garden?
In the middle of the garden, you know.
And would would anyone else come and use your air raid shelter?
Do what?
Did anyone else use your air raid shelter?
Oh, they all had one. They had the garden, yeah, but it's a lot of them evacuated. It's a lot of theirs is empty. There was only us and the woman next door, and I don't think there was anyone else, they all went away. But it was only us family and a couple of others round the corner, but a lot of them evacuated.
So was it lonely around your area?
I suppose it was, but I suppose you've been out to work all day, you didn't take much notice, you know.
When the war ended, when they announced that the war had finished, what did you feel?
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. That was lovely. We all had parties, didn't we? Oh, it was lovely. Relaxed. All come out the army, didn't they? All come out the navy. Oh, that was lovely.
So you got to see your friends again and family.
Yeah, it was lovely. course, they all come back from evacuation, all to their homes. It was the old street again. Yeah, it was lovely.
Mm. Seen pictures of people, like the whole street, having like a party together.
Oh, yeah,
and decorating
we had a party, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We had a party. And we used to have that every year afterwards. Yeah.
What, to mark the day?
To mark the day, yeah. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
That really was a sense of community then.
Oh, it was lovely, that street, yeah. I thought all the streets were, you know.
So did you have music playing? And...
Oh, yeah. Someone on the piano. Someone that fixed the piano mat from their front room and in the street. Oh, it was lovely. Yeah.
And everyone, would they cook food and...
Oh, yeah, all food. Yeah, someone do the cooking or biscuits and cakes, you know. Oh, lovely, yeah. Yeah, it was Noah's.
Okay, thank you.
It must have been lovely to see your street come back together again.
Oh, it's just come back to life, didn't it, really?
Were there some people who weren't as fortunate as...
No, not in our street, no, there wasn't, no. Mm. I can't think, I think Venus' friend got it in the arch. Yeah, she got hurt in the arch. Mm. Yeah. No, no one I know who got hit by a bomb.
Okay.
No. But I never forget going up Goers when my mother-in-law got hit, and the people in there, what been hit. And the moans and the groans, it was packed in the corridors and all laying there. I'll never forget that, I won't.
Those sort of memories must be very painful.
I that stands out to me plain as anything, because I can hear them all moaning and groaning, you know. Where they'd been, some had died, I suppose, they were. But it was so full up.
I was just thinking about the Land Army again. When you went into it, did you feel like you were, you know, a woman doing their bit for the war effort? How was that?
I really didn't. I thought I was on holiday. I can't. Oh, bridges! I think the bridges, the trams, what stuck out, you know. We had them in the green, brown shirt, green pullover, a great big hat. I thought that was lovely.
And did you form good friendships with the other girls that were doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had a lovely time, yeah. And I'd never been on a bicycle, and one morning we had to go to this garage sort of thing, and the farmer said, "It's two bucks, me and my mate." And she got on one, she said, "I can't ride out." I said, "Knock on our Mary." And we only started off on the top of the hill. She went that way, and I went that way. I'll never forget
that. Was
that
the first time that you rode a bike?
Yeah. And afterwards, oh, it was easy. Yeah.
Did you carry on riding a bike?
Yeah, because you had to, because different places you had to go to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And once you were back in London, did you...
No. Okay. Never been on a bike since.
What was I going to say? How long after the war did it take to get all the systems going again? Like the things that maybe got damaged or transport? How long did it take to get everything kind of back together and working?
Quite a while, I think it did. Quite a while, yeah. And Pig's Friends didn't get it. That was quite stainless steel. Yeah.
Because the building's still there now, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all different offices now, isn't it? That was a big building, you know, yeah.
Do you ever go down there and sort of look at it, or...?
No, we went there the other day, being here now. I had to put in to Southwark News. The Southwark News in there, the office. And we went down there and I said... Oh, really? I didn't know Pete Finch was as big as this. It was so big.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Eileen, for your time.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
I wasn't any good. No, I'm not. You can't think of